morning with a feeling of dread. Dread!
Yeah, it was a very interesting thing for you to put out there with your track record. Because before this year, you had come in last 4 out of 5 years. This is the 5th time in 6 years. It's more the norm than not. Why did you have confidence in this particular team?
Part of the blame goes to Matthew Berry.
Who said and your team was better than mine, yeah.
And here's why. So Matthew Berry puts out a list of the players that he thinks are going to have the biggest year this year. It's his predictions, this wide receiver and this running back and this quarterback. And so I went down the list, and I only took players that Matthew Berry said were going to have a great year. I deliberately followed Matthew Berry's advice and thought, well, what could go wrong?
Well,
this
and today
has gone wrong.
Today is the answer. Right.
Today is the answer.
So what do you now? When you shave it off, and you're going to do it at 2:30, and we've got a vehicle for people to watch, right?
Yeah, it's going to be on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Okay,
all of them live.
So once you shave it off, are you just going to not do anything with it? Are you going to try and color it in? Are you going to put the fake eyebrow? I know you went out and bought fake eyebrows. What's your strategy once it comes off?
So, well, first of all, tell me if this makes any sense. Juan just said, again, he's been telling me for a week, shave both of them off. It'll at least make your face look even.
Look symmetrical.
And I'm like, why would I want two? That's twice as bad as one eyebrow.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that.
I think that's just a stupid idea.
Well, I don't know how long it's going to come back. That voice you heard in Morales' Open was my old college roommate, Jeff Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Who one night, he's a baseball pitcher for UCLA, and he was going to be the starting pitcher the next day on TV.
Yep.
And he got hammered, and a bunch of other guys, as a joke, shaved off one of his eyebrows. And he says you're going to get it back in 2 to 3 months.
Oh, God, please. Please.
So, and he's like, that's from personal experience. Others have written into the show that it will come in different, that it will.
I'm afraid it's going to come in all silver like my hair.
No. You, I think you'll be fine.
Has anybody had this eyebrow experience? Has anybody, you know, whether it's a prank or you've done
remember.
It
about
Here's
it on
purpose.
Thing. So as I've eight, talked about,
if you have 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, what should my expectations be after I shave the eyebrow? And what can I do to deal with just having one eyebrow for hopefully just a while?
My wife, Lisa, is not home. When she gets home,
she'd have good advice.
Well, remember, she's a breast cancer survivor, and when she went through chemo, she lost all of her hair. But I can't remember if she lost her eyebrows. I don't think she did. But I'll ask her when she gets home, and she may have just faked her way through it. I don't know.
I'm with Juan, though, Mace. I'm with Juan. I think at the end of all this, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror, and you're going to say, I just should do both.
Well, wait a minute,
you're
going to
look weird with one.
Okay, so, but Mace, that's always an option later. Why would you shave both off today?
Right.
Just one today.
Why not take one eyebrow out for a spin before I decide to do double duty?
Correct. I think that's
when you go to
SoFi,
you have to have one
eyebrow. I'm definitely going with one eyebrow.
No, yes, so you're not going to put the fake one on the other one?
No, because I figure a lot of people see me at SoFi and, hey, Mace, and all that stuff, and I want them to have the opportunity to see me looking absolutely stupid.
Well, you could also do...
I owe it to them.
You could do the Jack Nicholson.
Which is what?
Sunglasses all the time.
Sunglasses all the time!
You know, that's one way to... It's kind of cheating, but it is one way to get around
but
it.
But I want... Look, the payoff of the bit is, yeah, you can see me and all that. And there are tweets like, what about the Mandy Awards? No eyebrow wig when you go to the Mandy... I won't wear an eyebrow wig. By the way, I've actually ordered eyebrow wigs. If you went to Google search right now and looked at all the things I searched for recently, eyebrow wig would be one of those things.
You can tell a lot from a person by what's in their Google search.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull mine up. Because it's all the things that they're curious about.
Correct.
In life. So let me see what
this happens. Eyebrow wig is real? This is a real thing that you're doing.
An eyebrow wig is a real thing. Yeah, it's like an eyebrow toupee. Eyebrow toupee.
Okay.
So you can never say that you don't wear a toupee.
Yeah. If you go to my Google search,
okay,
the last 5 things in there, What happened to the MetaFast diet? Remember, we were talking about that the other day.
Sure.
What charging cord works with a fourth generation iPad? Because I told you I got an iPad for Christmas and I wanted to do it. Then there's a question about a game of games that I wrote for Monday. So I won't say what that is. Then it's Raiders Chargers settle for tie. Because I was curious about, you guys are giving me such a hard time that I say the Raiders and the Chargers should play for a tie.
Nonsense.
Now, what's interesting about that is, I don't think you guys look at this like a player or a coach looks at
it. Hell yes, we do. You don't look like it as a, you don't look at it as a player or a coach would.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I could present a player or a coach to you that agreed with me, you would be surprised.
The point of the game is to win. What credible football person in the entire world would
I'm
say,
glad
let's go
you
out
asked.
And tie?
It's not only in the entire world, it's at ESPN. Yesterday, Booger McFarland, who won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, was asked if you were a player in this situation. So in other words, you would tie this game, but it would put you in the playoffs. How would you feel about that? Here's what Booger said.
If I told you and Wilbon I'd give you $5 million a piece, would you care if it was in nickels, pennies, or quarters? Like it could for me, I could care less as long as I get to $5 million. So to me, that really doesn't matter. It pennies, quarters, it doesn't matter, Michael. I think as a player, all you want is an opportunity to get in the dance and play for a championship. And once you get in the dance, we all know it's a matchup league. So, nah, I could care less. As long as my feet touch the dance floor and get into the playoffs, I'm all for it.
Aha! He's all for it.
Believes what Booger is saying.
He's all for it. Did you hear that?
It's hot take Boog. That's just hot take Boog.
No, wait a minute.
He's just looking for a hot take.
Don't you play to win the championship? Like if the
you play
Rams
to win the game, you play to win the game right in front of you.
Completely wrong. If the Rams lose this weekend but win the championship, you'll be elated. Okay, if the reverse happens, you'll be devastated.
Who in the world believes with John Ireland? 877-710 ESPN. Who in the world believes that right now the Raiders and the Chargers should conspire, as long as Indianapolis beats Jacksonville on Sunday, should conspire to say, let's get out there and tie one, guys. Let's
the
just come up with a tie.
The goal is to win the
is
title.
To win. Stop right there. Is
the
to win.
Title. Not anything
else. You think Kobe would ever do this?
Wait a minute.
Do you think Kobe would ever do something like this? Hell no. Kobe wanted to win no matter what.
Kobe wants to be in the playoffs, period.
Kobe wanted to win.
Yeah, Kobe wouldn't cut off his nose despite his face like you're doing.
Kobe would play in this scenario, somebody with a Kobe mentality would desire to play to a tie.
Kobe's answer would be, what gives me a chance to win the title? If I don't win the title, the season is a failure. And I'm surprised at you, because if the Rams lose this weekend but win the title, you'll be ecstatic. If the Rams win this weekend and
but
beat the Niners
in the playoffs,
and lose in the first round of the playoffs, you'll be miserable.
I'm not rooting for a tie.
Right, but my point
is, if I was in this scenario, if the Rams and the Niners both made the playoffs, if they tied, do you think I would root for a tie?
Sean McVay, no. Listen to what you're saying. Sean McVay doesn't even play these games if he's already in.
But the only thing that matters to McVay is the playoffs. You're moving the goal. You're saying Sean McVay doesn't, if the game means nothing, he doesn't play anybody. I completely contend he doesn't in the preseason.
So, wait a minute. You just said it.
In week 16 before. But no, if it came down to a do or die, you must win this game to get into the playoffs, I think there is enough spit and fire for Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan to say, let's go at it. Let's throw down.
Here's the thing. I think that if they tie and both teams get into the playoffs, they'll be elated. Elated. If they back in that way, why wouldn't you take
softest
it?
Softest move in the history of the world.
No,
guys,
not.
Let's get up. Brandon Staley, let's get out there and tie.
Come on, guys, I hope they tie.
Let's throw down 0-0.
Man, I hope they tie. It'd be unbelievable.
They are not
unbelievable tying. If they tie.
One in a billion chance.
Hey, okay, you know what? You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
Last five Jacksonville Colts games in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this, yeah.
Jacksonville 5-0.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not impossible that the Jags could win it.
No, definitely not. Definitely
not impossible at all.
Hang on a second. We got Jorge texting me. We got Steve in Long Beach on the line. Oh, he's gone. We lost him. Okay. That was interesting because he was in prison for 9 years and would shave his eyebrows.
It took him 2 months to grow back.
Took him two
so
months
there it is.
Back.
That's consistent with what my old roommate Jeff said. Yeah, I
don't believe you believe. By the way, Jim Hill's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll put some of this.
Who
stuff
played in the NFL?
Played in the NFL.
Yeah, we'll ask Jim.
Jim ain't playing for no tie.
We'll ask Jim. No, Jim wants to play for the Super Bowl. That's real players, and not like ridiculous fans.
Real
like
players
you
want to win. You
real
really think a
real players
player
want to win the Super Bowl?
You left think the, George Kittle's out there saying we're gonna tie?
You left the three most important words of that sentence out. Real players want to win the Super Bowl. They do whatever it takes to get to the Super Bowl.
I don't know anybody in the world who would agree with you.
Booger McFarland just did. What are
that's
you talking
hot take
about?
Boog. That's just you.
So you're
you
calling Booger
ESPN,
McFarland
you say
a
controversial
liar?
Stuff. Like, I don't believe you believe what you're saying.
Wait a minute. You're calling Booger McFarland a liar.
I'm saying Booger's coming up with a hot take to get attention. Yeah.
No, he's
that's
not.
What I'm saying. I'm not
question
calling him a liar. I'm saying he's coming up with a hot take to get attention.
Get
that's what you do when you're
hey,
on ESPN.
Listen,
that's
listen
what you do
I'm
when
the
you
only Raider
round
fan
the horn and all that
I'm
stuff
the only Raider fan here. They're a 3-point underdog, all right? I want,
Momo, if, call Momo, wait, Raiders fan.
I'm a Raider fan, too, and I don't want to tie. That's crazy.
All right,
crazy
so you'd rather, Bergman, you'd rather lose and miss the playoffs.
No,
than
I don't
tie want
to lose. I want to win. I want to win. I don't want to tie. If I have a choice, if you're
right
giving me a choice of
right
tie
I'm
or
I'm giving
lose,
you a choice. That's
I'm
what
taking,
I'm asking you. Tie or roll the dice?
Well, roll the dice. I'm right not going to lose.
You're out of
I'm
your
not
mind
choosing lose.
You're out
no
of your
you're
mind.
Out, you are out
you
of your
are
mind
out of
for
your
wanting
mind
a tie.
Me,
Mason's
you should side
all
with
week
me and
you're
booger
crazy.
Get on the booger train. That's what
you
I
don't
say
hear that very
train
often.
Get on
I'm
the
often
booger
amazed
train
at the sentences that get said on the show just out of context. Get on the booger train is
of
what
course you would take the route that gets you
all right
into
so
the playoffs.
All right Raider fans in particular, you know, you silver and black, you wear your makeup and you're the toughest guys and you've got the black hole and you'll beat everybody no matter. Are you with John who says, come on guys, let's go out and tie, we'll make the playoffs? 877-710-ESPN. Don't forget 2:30 today. It happens. I shaved my eyebrow. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think of all the stupid stuff I have done on the radio
it's
over the years.
List.
This is number one. This is number one pantheon of all-time stupid stuff I've ever done.
Hey, Mace, we can still take the 10 grand each, you know?
Hey, wait a minute.
Still too bad. Missed it.
Yeah. Hey, Chris on line four says he has one eyebrow and has advice for you.
Oh,
is Chris
okay
still there, Jorge? Line
hey, Chris
four. Hey, Chris, you there?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Okay, good, man. Good. So, Chris, why do you have one eyebrow?
Okay, I have one eyebrow because I have alopecia.
Oh, I know what that is.
And it
okay
actually, it happened with my beard first. So maybe like 12, I'm 40, and maybe 12 years ago, my beard just got like bald patches in it, and then it completely dropped out, and then it came back as like baby hair, like colorless white fuzz. So now
gotcha
I just have this white beard, and I'm
all right,
I'm
but
old
what I don't
hair
what I didn't know was you could lose just one eyebrow. Alopecia doesn't completely
yeah
take you out.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you
so
wear one
thing
eyebrow?
So I have one eyebrow. The thing, Mace, the thing is it makes you look weird. It makes you look like you got punched in the face. It makes you kind of look like one eye is a little swollen just because you're seeing a lot of the flesh above the eye. But the other side of this, Mace, is I think only like 10% of people are going to notice. It took a long time for anyone to really notice with me and say anything, but the problem is that I saw it every single day and it bugged me.
Yes.
So I have a proposition for you guys. I think Morales would be happy with this because you guys could keep the bit going. I think, Mace, you should propose to them that instead of shaving the eyebrow, you will be a human scarecrow for a day, and John and Michael can come and sit in the field behind a desk, and they can do play-by-play for your being a human
me
scarecrow for a day.
Me chasing birds around as a human scarecrow.
Here, Chris, here's the problem. Yeah. That'll be the next bet. He's gonna lose the eyebrow and have to do that.
Yeah. Jorge, write that down. Next bet, I think next season when Mason finishes in the last place.
I got the tape, man. I got the
Cuban
tape.
Scarecrow. Yeah, yes. I love that.
Yes, love it.
Okay. Thanks,
love
Chris.
It. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, the human.
Right, well, he says no one's going to notice, but you're so vain that you'll notice. That's
well,
the
it's
problem.
Not so much. I'm so vain. I'm so self-conscious.
Right. Well, same thing.
Yeah, no, it's totally opposite.
What's the difference between vanity and being too self-conscious?
Vanity is you love the look of yourself. Self-conscious is you don't really like the look of yourself.
I think vanity is you think everything's about you.
Oh, well, that's narcissism.
Right. Well, I think like, we're for example, all in the, like, I think for we're example, all in the you, same family here.
Like, I don't do a lot of posting on Instagram, and virtually none with my face in it. I don't do television appearances anymore. I don't go on Channel 7 or Channel 2, any of those when they call and say, hey, will you comment on this? Will you comment on that? I don't do that anymore. And it's because I just don't think I'm good on camera.
I disagree with that. I think you're good on camera, but
I used to be really good. I just don't think I'm good.
No, but here's, for example, when you decided to tweet out what happened in the Succession finale.
Yes.
You put it on your Instagram.
Correct.
We were all befuddled on that Monday why someone would do that. And it's because someone that has vanity issues. You didn't think
No. It was because somebody wasn't thinking. Somebody was
the only person that would do that was somebody who only thinks about themselves.
No, it was somebody who wanted to have a conversation with people about what happened.
Yeah, I don't think
that was
Greg, what do you think?
That was not vanity. I don't even think you're using the word right.
It is vain. I mean, it's a little bit of, I understand what Ireland's trying to say, but Mace, you're right. It is way more that it's the opposite. You don't like the way that it looks. Vanity is very much liking the way that you look.
Yeah.
And thinking
okay,
it's
so here's,
beautiful.
Here's the dictionary definition of vanity. Excessive pride in or admiration of one's own appearance or achievements.
Yeah, I don't have any admiration for my appearance.
Well, especially after 2:30.
Yeah, no, after 2:30 for sure. That's not my calling card. My calling card isn't, hey, I'm not like part of the handsome club like Clinton Yates. Yates always talks about he's
community.
The handsome community. The handsome community.
Handsome
man community.
Wait, hey, a lot of Raider fans want to yell at me about this tie thing. So
okay,
let's
good.
Take
let's
some.
Do that.
Yeah. Carlos and Chino on line 8. Hey, Carlos, are you a Raider fan?
Oh, yeah, big time.
So don't you want to be in the playoffs?
Well, we're going to get in the playoffs, but we're going to knock the Chargers out first.
Okay.
Because that's the way we roll.
But if I give you a choice right before the game, and I say, all right, here's your choice. We tie against the Chargers and make the playoffs, or we play this game in which the Chargers are favored, and if we lose it, we're out. There's zero chance of getting in the playoffs. You still want to play to win against the Chargers? Why do we care about
just
the Chargers?
That's your biggest rival.
No, the Raiders' biggest rival is everyone else. We don't have one rival. Everybody thinks they're the Raiders' rival.
Exactly. Everyone hates the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, you ask any team, the Seahawks
yeah,
think
this
they're
is
our
the
rival.
This is the softest idea I've ever heard. It's like, and plus it's from supposedly the toughest team in the league.
Well, so, what are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, the Raiders, you know, we're tough. We'll kick your ass when you come
well,
in our
back. Well, the Chargers are in the
we'll
same
do
boat.
All that stuff. No.
Chargers are in the same boat.
Chargers, yeah. We play to tie. I wonder what Al Davis would do. Come on, guys. Let's
just tie, baby.
Just tie, baby. Yeah,
no. You play to win the Super Bowl. That's what you do. The Super
you play
Bowl
to win the game
matters.
Right in front of you.
There are 31 losers every year and one winner. I want to be in the tournament.
I bet if I put this up as a poll, you will lose in the most commanding fashion there is.
Right, but Booger McFarland and other people that play in the NFL know the truth.
Wait a minute, you're citing Booger McFarland. You're saying other people in the NFL believe this.
Yeah.
Like who else? Who else supports the idea of going out there on national television Sunday night and Brandon Staley and Rich Bisacci getting together and Derek Carr and all these guys getting together and saying, okay, what we're going to do is we're not going to try so that we wound up.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to punch our ticket to the playoffs. Like Booger says, I don't care. If you're going to give me $5 million, do I care if it's all in pennies? No.
Yeah, it's Booger's just trying to be a hot take guy. Everybody,
well, it's your
ESPN
opinion, but
he—I
mean, his opinion is get me to the playoffs.
I think you're just trying to be a hot take.
Yeah, I want—I want to be in the playoffs. I want to play. I want to win.
I want to go with the right way. There is such a thing as winning the right way.
Oh, okay, so every year Sean McVay punts in the last game of the season is cheating?
No, that's not cheating. They're already in. The game doesn't mean anything. It's like a preseason game.
You just said it. So what does this game mean?
This means everything. This means getting into
the
playoffs.
You just said Sean McVay, it doesn't matter because they're already in.
Correct. He puts other guys out there.
You just made my point.
Doesn't matter. No, I didn't.
What are you talking about? If we tie, I'm in. I'm already in.
All I got to do is tie.
That has nothing
to do with what Sean McVay does when they've already clinched a playoff spot.
You're not understanding it. I've already clinched a playoff spot if I tie. That's the question. By the way, if the Colts beat the Jags, all this is out the window. There's only one scenario which gets me into the playoffs.
Right. Well, I mean, the Colts are huge favorites in this game.
Right, so I'm saying it's probably not going to come up, but if it does, would I take a tie? Of course, I get in the playoffs. It's doing what Sean McVay does every year. It's I'm in the playoffs. This game doesn't matter anymore. Punt it. What's the difference? Sean McVay punts that game every year.
Stop bringing up Sean McVay in that game. There's no relevance to it.
It's identical.
If you've got your seating set. In other words, if winning doesn't matter because you've already set you know exactly where you're going to play, we're the 3 seed or we're the 4 seed, and winning isn't going to help us or hurt us, then you say, I'm going to rest my guys. That's different than we are going to attempt to, on Sunday night, go out and play to a 0-0 tie and cheat the game of football.
Twice, what it's about. Since Sean McVay has been the coach, his seating wasn't set, and he punted the game anyway. He just said,
you show me the exact example.
Okay. I mean, the year that you ended up with Atlanta, they set that up to take Atlanta with a loss, and then Atlanta beat them in the Coliseum.
There's no relevance to anything Sean McVay has ever done in this conversation.
Except that when Sean McVay...
Nobody has ever conspired. And by the way, this may even be illegal. People have money on this.
Well, you know what? You know what we haven't talked about
yet? This may be illegal.
Okay. Can you remember when last year Philadelphia, was it last year or 2 years ago? I think it was last year. Philadelphia took Jalen Hurts out of a game which they could win, but they basically said, no, we're going to play our third string quarterback. Remember that? And they did it on a Sunday night football game. And
right.
Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth lost it. They said, I've never seen a coach like Doug Peterson basically throw a game away like this. And Peterson, it was a game they were either tied or could win, and he took Jalen Hurts out for no reason. He just took him out. Can you imagine if these two teams attempted to play for a tie in this world that goes viral? How people would...
Oh, it'd be the great... It'd be a huge stain on the game.
It would be the internet might break.
It would be a huge stain on the NFL.
If you do it, you would have to do it almost covertly.
There's no way to do it covertly because the guys
couldn't tie zero-zero.
If this game ends in a tie, there will be some kind of investigation.
Okay, now let me ask you this. End of the game, they play the game legit. Okay, they play it straight up. All right? The Raiders, on the last play of the game, the Raiders are down 14-7. On the last play of the game... The Raiders score a touchdown. So now it's 14-13.
Right.
A tie gets them into the playoffs, but they could win the game by going for two. What do you do?
14-13.
A tie gets you into the playoffs, but it's a tie, which you are dreading.
You're talking about, in other words, you still go to overtime.
Let's say it's at the end of overtime. We'll make it harder. It's at the end of overtime. They score in the last play of overtime. So now they can kick to tie the game at 14 and both teams go to the playoffs, or they can go for two.
In that particular scenario, you kick the tie.
Exactly.
Kick.
That's all I'm saying. Play for the tie.
But you're talking about you've already projected past 60 minutes of football. Past however many minutes of overtime. How many minutes of overtime do we play?
15.
10.
10.
Another 15
10.
minutes.
In
which
He's
anybody
right.
can kick a field goal or whatever that is.
Well, no, it's more complicated than that, but go ahead.
We get down to 70 minutes of football and an extra point ties the game. Yes, that's an extreme scenario, which we're not going to see.
So you just admitted there are acceptable circumstances to play for a tie. I'm just extending the circumstance.
One acceptable circumstance.
You've now decided that you'll bend your morals. We've just set the price now.
First of all, I don't know if this is this legal? Is it legal to fix an NFL game?
It's not illegal.
Are you sure?
Well, what defines
fix? 'Cause when college kids shave points, it's illegal. Why isn't it illegal for coaches to fix a game?
If they get together and do it, yeah. But if they just do it on their own, no.
So you think game fixing is okay?
I think playing for a tie is okay under certain conditions, and you just admitted it. You just said you would play for a tie, and that's
no. I kicked that.
I just argued circles around you. You admitted that you would play for a tie.
There's no.
I just boxed
Ireland.
You in. Crawl out of your box.
It's John Ireland on Booger Island, is what it is.
No,
John Ireland on Booger Island. You and Boog.
I'm on the Booger train.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, I don't believe.
By the way, Jim Hill, who played in the NFL, coming up next. We'll ask Jim.
Oh yeah, let's see what Jim says. This is a good conversation for him. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We got Jim Hill online right now, the guy that gets the first question at every single press conference, sports press conference in Los Angeles, and has for years, the legendary Jim Hill. Jim, thanks for coming on. How are you, man?
First of all, I appreciate you guys having me on, but those other things you said, that's
come on, Jim.
All right, so, anyway. Jim, there are many, many things we're going to get to today, including this tie thing between the Raiders and the Chargers. But the reason I picked up the phone and reached out to Jim today, Mace, I don't even know if I've ever told you this story. But one of the coolest things that ever happened to me is one day I'm at a golf tournament. And I'm there and Jim's there. And Jim grabs me and he says, hey, John, come here. I want to introduce you to somebody. And I walk over. And he brings me in and he says, John, meet Sidney Poitier.
Wow.
And I almost lost it. I went, oh my God, this is like such an honor. And Jim was laughing because Jim was friends with Sidney. And Sidney who lived a wonderful life, passed away today at the age of 94. And Jim, first of all, thank you for doing that. That was like one of the cool moments of my life. How did you know Sidney?
Well, John, first of all, thank you guys for having me on. I met Sidney, Mr. Poitier. I met him through a good friend of mine by the name of Rudy Duran, who is a member at Riviera Country Club. And we were going over to Hillcrest one day. And he says to me, I want to introduce you to someone. And I said, sure. So I go over and he says, Jim Hill, this is Sidney Poitier. Sidney, this is Jim Hill. And I said, oh, my goodness, Mr. Poitier.
Same as me.
Yeah, I was in awe. I said, "Mr. Poitier, it's nice to meet you, sir." And he looked at me with that wonderful Bahamian accent, and he says, "Oh my goodness, Jim, please call me Sidney." Oh. And I said, "Okay, Mr. Sidney, how are you?" and that's how I met him. And he's one of my role models, fellas. He really is. He has elegance, eloquence. He has style, class, grace. Everything that you would want your kids to be like and everything that you would strive to be, but knowing you could never achieve it because all those things were in him.
Yeah. And by the way, Jim, it's funny you had the same reaction I did. Mace, when you meet him, and I don't know how many people have this effect on a person, but you immediately straighten up. In other words, you feel like you're in the presence of greatness. So you immediately straighten up. And
yeah, I mean, if you're a little bit younger, I mean, Sidney Poitier was really the first black movie star. I mean, you know, legitimately won the Academy Award in 1963 for Best Actor. And that was at a point in history where we were in the midst of the Civil Rights Movement. To win Best Actor at that point was... you know, was historic and went on to make great. If you've never seen these movies, In the Heat of the Night, fantastic. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Bogart and McCall, fantastic. I mean, he really was a trailblazer in so many ways.
Yeah, and you know, guys, one of the things that I admire about Mr. Poitier is that, and I say is because he still lives in my heart, is the thing that he only chose the and did the roles that he wanted to do. He had all kinds of roles that he wanted that were offered to him, but a lot of the roles that he was offered, he felt were beneath him, demeaning to him, didn't have a message, and he just wouldn't do them. And you know, you talk about, you know, he taught us about racial relations, like when Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, when this young black man falls in love with a young white lady, and she takes him home to her father and mother, and oh my goodness, all hell breaks loose. And by the end of the movie, everybody's loving each other.
Yep.
And then, as you said, in the heat of the night, he's a detective, and he goes down south with Rod Steiger, and Rod Steiger has, you know, he's a little bit of a redneck, and he's not teasing him, but he's also like demeaning him. And he says, "Well, where you come from? What do they call you up there?" And he looked at him with those eyes, and he says, "They call me Mr. Tibbs."
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, for anyone who wants to know about this man, he has dozens and dozens of great movies. Get those two. Just look at them. That'll teach you a lot about mankind.
Okay. So, Jim, well, now that we've got you here, we want to ask you some football stuff. For people who don't know, long before Jim was a sportscaster, he played in the NFL. And, Jim, Mason and I have been yelling at each other over this scenario with the Chargers and Raiders this weekend. You've been covering the Chargers all year. Where – if a certain thing breaks, like Jacksonville needs to upset Indianapolis, but if a certain thing breaks, a tie would get both teams into the playoffs. And I've been arguing all day that's the goal of most NFL players, is you want a chance at the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is why you play, is to get into the playoffs. And I don't care how I get there. I want a chance to play for the Super Bowl. Mason says there's no way that you can even bring up the idea
of fixing a game.
Jim, what's a player's mentality in a situation like that, in your opinion?
No. What did Mason say again? Because sometimes I have to pull over on the road when I'm listening to him.
I hear what you're saying.
I think you're going to agree with him, Jim, but
so
I don't know.
My contention, Jim, is that it would be a stain on the game if the Chargers and the Raiders, if Brandon Staley and Rich Bisaccia got together beforehand and said, "All right, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play for a tie so we both make the playoffs." I think disaster.
No. Let's don't even listen. We've got enough junk going on right now. Sports is one of the few things that gives us an opportunity to get away from some kind of controversy, like what we're going through with the pandemic and things like that.
Yeah.
We need sports, because sports at its essence is win or lose. It's not, "Hey buddy, you know, you do this, we do." No, because the media would jump all over it.
Yep.
And they would have their behinds if there was any kind of hint
collusion
of anything like that going.
We said, Jim, the internet would probably break.
Yeah, this is Jim. This is something that John Ireland is actually advocating. He's in favor of the tie.
I'm not saying I'm in favor of it, Jim, but I would take it if it was presented to me. And I'm not. This isn't totally me. I stole it from Booger McFarland on ESPN. His argument was, if you're going to give me $5 million, I don't care if it's in pennies or in dollar bills. I want a chance to get into those playoffs. I want to. That's why people play. So, but you're right. You can't premeditate it. It's pretty. I don't even know if you could execute it. But I appreciate you saying that. Since we had
limited time, hear John backtracking.
All right. So wait. Since we have limited time, Jim, I want to ask you about the Rams and the Niners. The Niners have beat the Rams five times in a row, and Kyle Shanahan's 5-0 against Sean McVay. They're coming in Sunday to SoFi. Niners Rams. It means a lot to both teams. How do you see that game? Does the fact that Shanahan is undefeated against McVay play into it at all?
Well, I'll tell you something. Aaron Donald is really – let me see if I can pick out the right word here. He's really ticked off about what happened earlier this year. I could use another word, but I'm sure you and your listeners
– Are you talking about the game? Are you talking about the game in San Jose?
Yes.
Okay.
They're really ticked off. I just think that the Rams are going to be highly motivated. I think Aaron Donald is going to have a really terrific game because of that factor as well. See, one of the great things about Sean McVay is that not only is he a great motivator, you know, he makes you want to play for him. And when sometimes you don't play for him, not only do you feel like you've let yourself down, you feel like you've let him down because he can appeal to you on your own level. He's one of the few coaches that can really do that. And so I look for the Rams to really play inspired football. But I tell you what, they better have a really, really good performance out of their quarterback.
Because yeah, we've been talking about that. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I'm just telling you, this is not the time to throw two or three interceptions and then look around and see and try to figure out what's going on. You got to know what's going on every moment out on the field because the 49ers are very well coached and the Rams are very well coached. This comes down to fundamentals, who can execute and who doesn't execute.
So, Jim, I'm a Rams season ticket holder, huge Rams fan, and – you know, I after that last game on Sunday where Stafford threw the two picks and had the fumble and all that stuff, I came on the air Monday and said I've lost faith in Matthew Stafford. Now, I've sort of regained that a little bit, but do you think Matthew Stafford has it in him to have four consecutive really great games in the playoffs all the way to the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know all the way to the Super Bowl, but I think that Sean McVay – who is a fabulous coach, and he will appeal to him on his own level. And they learn from each other. And I think what Coach McVay has learned is some plays not to call for him. He's just got to relax because a lot of times scouts have told me some of the weaknesses that he has is when he comes to the line of scrimmage, let's say hypothetically, and on the snap of the ball, everything is 1, 2, 3, 4, then he's cool. He's just great. But when he comes up to the line of scrimmage and he looks on the defense and 1 becomes 3 and 2 becomes 4 and stuff like that, then there's that moment of indecision. And when all it takes is just a split second between a completion and an interception. And they've got to be very, very fundamentally sound about what they do. And knowing what's at stake, they have the team to do it. They have acquired the veterans to do that. But it starts on the field with the quarterback. And if he has any doubt at all, he'll get exposed and they'll get beat.
All right, Jim, last thing from me. The Lakers, Mason and I argue about the Lakers all the time. I say that as long as they have LeBron playing the way he is now, dominating the game on both ends, that even though they're a game above 500, you get that team into the playoffs with a healthy Anthony Davis, and I think they can make a title run. Mason is kind of convinced after 37, 38 games that they don't have it, that it's not their year. Where are you on the Lakers?
Well, I'm right in the middle on it. First of all, LeBron is true. He is in the MVP talk. That is absolutely sure. AD... I'm still not sold because he's been out too much for me.
Right.
I mean, way too much. And there's been some criticism, and I've seen certain looks from certain players on the team to look at him in certain situations as if to say, "Oh, come on, now, you know, you're tougher than that," stuff like that. And And the other thing is Russell Westbrook. I like Russell, but, you know, he's a little too sensitive to criticism. All on the court, I think he needs to slow down just a little bit, John.
Yeah, he did the other day, Jim. He did the other day. He had no turnovers, yeah, but he only had two assists. So he's trying to get it. He's trying to get it.
So good. If he slows down a little bit, I mean, you won't miss layups.
Yes.
And things like that. They've got a tall task ahead of them, because look at what's just on the West Coast as it is, okay, with Golden State and then Phoenix and people like that.
Right.
I mean, they have a difficult task for them to win it. I would say this would be LeBron's greatest championship if they could pull this off, because they have so many things going against them, and look at how many new players they have on the team this year as opposed to last.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jim.
Jim, last thing.
Go ahead.
So, I'm a man of great dignity, great pride. I really felt like this was my year in fantasy football. I felt like, you know, at the very least, I would finish in the money. As it turns out, I finished dead last. And as a result, I have been forced, or will be forced today at 2:30, to shave off an eyebrow. Now, do you have any advice for me?
Make sure the razor doesn't slip.
Yeah. Now, Jim, once it's gone, should he just roll with the one eyebrow look, or should he get a pen and draw in the other eyebrow, or should he put on a fake eyebrow? What do you think?
Oh, no. Roll with one eyebrow. That'll get you more attention. Oh,
that's
absolutely
true, Mace.
And you know
that's
what?
That's true.
That'll get you more attention, and if you want to, get a patch and put the patch over the eye. That's a fantastic idea.
That is an excellent idea. I didn't even think about that.
Get a patch, and then they'll think you're a pirate.
That is a great call, Jim Hill.
With the Raiders.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that's brilliant.
Awesome, man.
Sure.
Jim, you're the best, man. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for coming on.
Hey, let me say one thing.
Yeah.
I've always admired what you guys do, because not only are you entertaining, I think I've said it before, you make us think. And that's one of the things that we do not do enough of. We don't think. And if we start to think a little bit more, think about our fellow mankind, think about our health, think about what we should do, then we're going to make it through this controversy that we're going through now with the virus. So you guys have a very important job, not only entertaining us, but making sure we get the right information about our personal health. Just thank you guys so much for having me on, and keep the faith.
All right, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Jim Hill.
A patch is actually kind of brilliant.
I love the way you backtracked during that interview.
Well, I knew that if I didn't, it's all we would talk about. Yeah, so I mean, I know most fans and most people don't think you should play for a tie. What I'm saying is, if that opportunity's there, you take it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could set it up to play for a tie.
I think it would be somehow against the law.
Yeah, I don't even know if you could. Could you do it? Like, let's say you and I were the coaches.
I'm going to win the game. That's
how
my
would
attitude.
We execute it?
Yeah, I'm winning. Hey, nice idea, Staley, but we're winning the game.
Accept the premise. Pretend that we both want a tie. We can't just go out and kneel, right?
No. I think the whole thing is just.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you could physically execute it.
No, you can't do it without colluding.
But even if you were colluding, how would you do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
If those two guys
sitting down and making a plan and cooking up a deal, I don't think it can happen.
If a guy catches a deep pass, does he stumble over his own feet on the 10 or
good
something?
Lord. Yeah, no.
Does the kicker hook it left? I mean,
no. No, none of these things. All right, I got to go to a break. Coming up next for you, we've got Wheel of Questions. It is my question today. I put especially stupid stuff on there. Plus, George Kittle. Just shut up, George Kittle. Look at Jorge. Hey. We'll give you a little taste of how George Kittle is feeling about Sunday's game at SoFi. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah, that's the sound of somebody just being shocked and appalled. Like Jim Hill, I believe we play to win the games.
Yeah, everybody says that, but if a tie presents itself, they'll take it. Trust me.
My ass. All right. Wheel of Questions.
Well argued.
Is presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. No, I'm with Jim Hill. I'm completely in with you the way you handled that when you brought it up with Jim Hill. Completely backtracking. All right. Wheel of Questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All my questions today. Give it a spin, Jorge.
Okay.
Okay. So, you either have to have four arms or four legs. Which would you choose?
Oh, that's easy. Four legs. Think about how much speed you would pick up. And by the way, your legs, you could just relax. You have four arms. What are you going to do with them? Give me the four legs. I'd be like a cheetah. I'd become an NFL wide receiver.
You know what I'm a big fan of? An opposable thumb. It allows me to pick stuff up. I'm going four hands, and it's not even close.
I will say this. Four hands.
Oh, four arms, yeah.
Yeah, four arms, which would then by default be four hands, would make you more of a bobcat in the sack, don't you think?
Certainly would. Certainly would.
If you were looking for advantages in that
you'd
particular
be inventing
area,
new stuff as
you
went.
Go with the arms. If you're looking for more athletic skill, you take the four legs. Bergman, what are you doing? Four arms or four legs?
I'm going four arms. Absolutely. I didn't even think about the whole bobcat in the sack thing, and that's very true.
That's
but like
plus.
You can do so many things. That is a huge plus. But like I could be, you know, working and doing other things with my hands. Like there's other I can be eating. With
can
my hands while typing at the
no,
same
wait a
time.
Minute.
You still only have one mouth.
Computer.
Well, yeah, but I can be eating while typing out. Like if I'm not talking on the air with you guys, I can still be eating my pistachios with no problem and typing. There's a lot of things that can happen in these situations.
I would do. I would come over and steal your pistachios and sprint away, and you'd just be flailing your forearms at me because I'd be so fast you couldn't catch me.
Run off with the pistachios.
I got a whole bunch of pistachios right next to me.
Although, oh, God. I
doubling down on pistachios.
I didn't think about something, Mace.
Yeah.
My shoe expenses would double.
True. And you buy fancy shoes.
So would you buy, when you wore shoes, if you had four legs, would you go with four of the same shoes? Would you mix and match? Would you wear like Nikes on the front two and dress shoes on the back two?
Well, you're very stylish. You would probably wear one set of shoes that matched your tie and one set of shoes that matched your pocket square.
Right.
Like
But think about it. If you had four cleats and you were on a grass field, man, it'd be a huge advantage.
Oh, it would be. Jorge, what about you? Four legs or four arms?
Well, considering that I'm keeping my eyebrows, four arms.
Four arms.
Yeah.
Well, Jorge, think of you wouldn't even need a co-pilot if you were a pilot and you had four arms. You could push all the buttons.
Right, but everything I'm doing back here, I need two more arms for sure.
Yeah, that's I don't know how stoned you were when you came up with that, but that's an interesting question.
Yeah, you know, I was at my peak last night. I was fully faded.
Oh, yeah, so you did cave. You did it for the third night in a row, even though you said you were going to quit.
You know what? I don't know. Some nights I do, some nights I don't.
No, you've done it for three nights in a row. All 3 days you said you were going to quit.
What'd you eat, though?
Yes, that seems to be the impetus.
Yeah.
I actually ate avocado. I eat a lot of avocados now for some reason. Or is it avocado
season? Tom Brady.
Is it avocado season?
Put a little salt.
Yeah, avocado with salt is exactly what I did. I'm now on the spinach feta sandwich in the morning at Starbucks, and I ate some kind of casserole last night with beans and spinach. I actually did okay yesterday. Didn't break down. Didn't collapse the way I normally do. Got a piece of information in. The 49ers have listed Jimmy Garoppolo officially as questionable for Sunday against the Rams.
I always think that means he's going to play, don't you?
I generally
doubtful
think...
Doubtful is no, he's not playing. Questionable, yeah, he's playing.
Game time decision, yeah.
Yeah, game time decision, so we don't know exactly. I'm guessing it's Garoppolo. All right, coming up next for you, two things. What George Kittle said about Sunday's game and a special remix of Adele's go easy on me that I think you'll find surprising, John. And then at 2:30, I shave my eyebrow. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.